This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. It's a mustache Monday still because the mustache I had to shave in is still in full effect. And I even got a hair trim today, so I officially look like a highway state trooper. What do we have on tap for tonight? We have, well, obviously Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now. Miranda Devine of the New York Post an hour and a half from now. Have you been hearing FTX a lot? Those three letters? Every time I turn around, I hear FTX, FTX. There's an FTX scandal. FTX, FTX. I don't have any idea what that means. Miranda wrote an extensive article about what's going on. If you want to be in the know tomorrow, you got to hang on for an hour and a half. Miranda's going to come give us all that. I'm going to talk about America becoming a place veterans are lamenting and how sad I find that to be. We'll talk about our election system. Why do people constantly vote against their best interests? We're going to talk about cowardice in the GOP. Google, are we winning? Are we losing? I have outstanding news on multiple fronts tonight. Everything is not bad. Everything is not terrible. All that and more is coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I actually want to begin here. Courage. That's a word that gets thrown around a lot, doesn't it? Courage. Bravery. Heroic, all the words we love. Everyone loves it. It's not men. It's women too. Everyone wants to be a courageous person and show courage. Now, it's time to discuss what that means. Because when you think about courage, and frankly, when I think about courage, what do you think? You think about a firefighter charging into a burning building. You have NYPD firefighters charging into the World Trade Center as the buildings are on fire. That's what you think about. You think about, it's Medal of Honor Monday tonight. I'm going to read for you the story of a hero an hour from now. You think about that, charging into gunfire, jumping on grenades, bayoneting. It's just the man. That's what you think about. It's what I think about. That's physical courage. But the truth is, that's a very narrow focus of it. The truth is, there are other kinds of courage. You, I bet, at some point in your life, have shown real courage. Jesse, I've never jumped in front of a speeding vehicle to save a child. No. I know you probably haven't. If you have, that's really cool, by the way. But I know you probably haven't. But let me ask you something simple. And you can answer honestly. You don't have to tell me, but let me ask you something simple.
Have you ever taken a big chance for the right reasons? Have you? Because if you have, and I would argue most people have, most people at any age, then you have already shown courage. You knew what was right. You knew what was wrong. You chose to risk something by doing what was right. Did you walk away from your job when they told you you had to get a vaccine you didn't want? And keep in mind, as I've always said, I don't judge you one bit if you stayed. You have to protect and provide for yourself and your family. And if you felt forced to, you're never going to get judgment out of me. I blame all those public health scumbags and politicians, not you. But are you one of these people who said, nope, I quit? Guess what? You're courageous. I know we have a bunch of kids that listen to the show and adults, but at some point in time, everyone has been through school. Has the whole class, all the kids around you, been going one way that you knew was wrong and you stepped up and you risked the scorn of your fellow classmates to say no? Hey, look at the new kid. Oh, he's got funny ears. What a nerd. Ha ha ha. Hey, what do you think? I think he looks cool and I think you're being a jerk. You ever done something like that? Guess what? You're courageous. Courage is not that complicated. And it's not as narrow as I make it out to be. War movies, you know, that kind of stuff, or you probably make it out to be. There are tons of forms of courage. Are you a mother listening to my show? Probably don't love speaking in front of people. I mean, you're a woman. I know you love speaking, but you probably don't love speaking in front of people. What, Chris? Anyway, did you ever go down to a school board meeting? Step up to a microphone? Maybe you're... heart was pounding out of your chest, hands shaking probably a little bit. What are they going to say? What are they going to think? I'm nervous. I don't want to say this. Did you go down to a school board meeting and stand up in front of that school board and in front of a whole room and tell them exactly what you thought about what they were trying to teach your kid? Guess what? You have courage. There are many, many forms of it. And one of the things I lament the most about the Republican Party in this country, politicians in general, but especially the Republican Party in this country, is they lack it. And I cannot stand it. And let me tell you something. You have every right to demand courage from them because it is their job to make tough decisions. It is their job to take risks on behalf of you and on behalf of me. People talk all the time about Lee Zeldin. Dude, that's guts right there. Lee Zeldin walks away from a seat in Congress. He was part of the United States House of Representatives, and he was doing really well for himself there. And he's on good committees. And I've interviewed the guy, and he's good to go. And Lee Zeldin chooses to walk away from it to run for, hold on, let me check my paper here, governor of New York? You can't win that. Who is this idiot? Somebody with guts who took a big chance. Who took a big chance in a state he had no business winning. And yes, he lost. There's no question about that. That takes guts. People complain about Ted Cruz a lot. Ted Cruz, full disclosure, as you know, I know him personally. But long before I ever knew him, you know what I admired most about Ted Cruz? I didn't have to know anything else. You know what I admired? When you get to Washington as a freshman senator or a freshman member of the House, immediately leadership is all over you. All over you. Hey, we'll give you this committee. Hey, let's make sure you're taken care of. Hey, don't do this. Don't do that. And you know what you do? Because you've never been there before, you're scared to death to speak out against leadership at all. Even ones who are against leadership, they do it quietly. Well, I don't know. I can't make Mitch McConnell mad. I don't know. He's got a lot of money. I just got here. I don't know what I'm doing. Ted Cruz walked into Washington, D.C., and in about 5 minutes went down to the Senate floor and called Mitch McConnell a liar to his face. In public. That's guts. There are many, many forms of courage. And so I'm going to go ahead on behalf of all of us, and I'm going to demand a bit more of it out of our elected officials. because there are plenty of people to blame for an election that didn't go the way we wanted. And in fact, we're gonna dig into that here in just a moment. We're gonna talk, honestly, in very harsh terms. We're gonna talk about voters. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about elected representatives and how they failed. We'll break down the individual candidates if you want. We are about to have a very hard come to Jesus, if you will, about the election. But I am going to go ahead and foreshadow what I'm going to say, at least part of it here really quickly. And I'm going to say this. I'm glad we're going to have a majority in the House, although it's a very narrow majority, and that's really going to handicap us. I'll get into that in just a little bit. But we are not going to have the United States Senate. It is critical to have the United States Senate because of the committees like the Judiciary Committee, where we would have had control and stopped some of these radicals. We now have none at all. We're going to sit here and just lay open and bleed for 2 years. Mitch McConnell is a Senate Majority Leader. We were projected to comfortably have the Senate. 53, 54 seats was the projection. We did not. Mitch McConnell spent millions and millions of dollars against a Republican in Alaska and on behalf of a weapons-grade loser, Lisa Murkowski, in Alaska. Mitch McConnell announced publicly that he was yanking millions out of a very winnable Arizona race. And yet, I turn on the TV and hear a senator I actually don't mind, Tom Cotton, talking like this.
Well, I don't see why we would delay the election since all five or six of our leadership elections are uncontested. You know, the great wrestling champion Ric Flair used to say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And so far, no one's had the nerve to step forward and challenge Senator McConnell. So I support Senator McConnell.
Let me put all you GOP senators on notice right now, including the ones I know personally. If not one of you has the balls to step up and run against Mitch McConnell for leadership after what just happened, you're a coward. You lack the courage. The voters are out there showing courage. Mothers are showing courage. School board candidates are showing courage. Lee Zeldin's showing courage. Courage shown across the country. If you fear Mitch McConnell that much, you're a gutless coward. That's what I have to say. Now, let's do a little election recap, and we'll talk about voters voting against their best interest and much, much more still to come. But first, just listen.
We've gotten a lot more details just moments ago from the New York Times and some others. Amazon plans to lay off approximately 10,000 people in corporate and technology jobs.
Amazon's laying off 10,000 people. Facebook's laying off thousands of people. Twitter's laying off thousands of people. I could read you major company after major company after major company laying off thousands of people. Please, God, see what is coming. Tell me you see what is coming. Tell me you see what is coming. Do you have gold in your physical possession yet? I don't mean in some vault somewhere. Do you have gold in your home? Oxford Gold Group will deliver gold coins to your front door. And hear me when I tell you, now is the time. Please. They will treat you well. They will. They're laid back. It's not some hardcore sales project. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. They will take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is kind of far away. But still, you can still email them, and we don't throw them away. Email them in now. Let's check in really quickly on how Joe Biden's doing on the world stage.
That our significant climate investment will, quote, help turbocharge
But wait, he wasn't done. There's more.
I got hard trouble reading this. Reuters.
Oh gosh. All right, quit. Let's continue on with what we're all doing right now, because this, look, let me give you a little email preview. This is what I've gotten. I'm just gonna read you a few in a row, okay? Oracle. You were bashing Michigan pretty hard the other day, which I agree with. However, this state is held hostage by Detroit when it comes to elections. If you look at the map of how the rest of the counties voted, the state looks blood red. By the way, I suggest anyone who doesn't understand what Democrat rule looks like, drive around what's left of Detroit. Okay. I read that, and I want to bring up to you, I hear this a lot from New Yorkers. A lot. Jesse, no, we're blood red out here on Long Island. No, I know you are, and I adore you, Long Island. Adore you. Love that place. No, Jesse, you don't understand. Upstate is red. No. I get it. And I'm not picking on New Yorkers. I get it from Illinois all the time, too. You want to see the craziest election map ever? Chris, you want to see the craziest election map ever? Go look up the Illinois congressional map. I want to see the look on your face when you look up the Illinois congressional map. It's like something, I don't know how to describe it. Illinois, you think blue state, blue Illinois, all Democrat rule. Illinois is blood red, except for Chicago. It's just red, 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 red. Oh my goodness, what is this, Alabama? Oh no, there's a little speck of blue ruled by Democrats. I understand when I hear from upstate New Yorkers, no, we're not blue, we're red. I understand what you're saying. I understand. Look, and I hear this from every blue state, basically. California, you know, that I believe that California has the second most amount of Republicans of any state. I think Texas is number one, California is number two. If I'm off on that, I'm not far off. I think it's pretty close. And I'll hear from people, no, Jesse, you don't understand here in California how many Republicans there are. Jesse, you don't understand Illinois. They're all Republicans. It's just the cities. Jesse, you don't understand Michigan. Jesse, you don't understand New York. No, I do understand. I know that you and your friends and your neighbors and your co-workers, I know that you might very well live in a city, out in the countryside maybe. You live in a place, you live on Long Island, you live in a place surrounded by people who share your values. However, outnumbered is outnumbered. Outnumbered is outnumbered. If a bunch of communists invaded the building, let's say 100 of them right now, they invaded the building, and then it's me, Chris, and Michael in here, and then a bunch of communists have invaded the building, and they're going around assaulting and murdering everyone who's on the right. Are me, Chris, and Michael fine? Because, well, I'm fine. We're the only Republicans in my area. I'd say no, we're in a bit of trouble. I'm going to run out of ammo in my Glock, and I've only got one hero gun. I've only got two shots in the hero gun, so we're officially in trouble once I down about 20 of them. We're in bad trouble. By the way, do you have your hero gun yet? As long as we're on the subject, do you have your hero gun yet? In a state like New York, Kathy Hochul wins in an election year. She had no business winning. New Yorkers are mad about crime. And so she goes out there and wins. How hard do you think she's going to work on getting rid of those bail laws now? The crime around you is about to get worse because they just received a mandate that they don't have to change anything at all. Please tell me you own a hero gun and you carry it with you at all times. If you're a gun guy like I am, good. I like having a supplement. I like having a non-lethal option. Maybe you don't like guns. Maybe you're somebody who you're buying it for someone else and they hate guns. Fine. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls. They hurt, though, and they'll stop a bad person. Get a hero gun today. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. It has a laser sight. But honestly, go look it up. You point and squeeze. Anyone can use it. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. So it's not that I don't understand. I understand that now our state's mostly red. Like my buddy Dave Marcus, he's a hardcore New Yorker. I was talking about this today about how, you know, you have to accept some of these states just aren't coming back. And he said, no, New York's fine. And I said, Dave, here's the thing. You're losing your comrades in arms because they're all moving. They're moving away. It's not just that you're still blue. You're going to get bluer just based off of who's leaving your state. You're losing people, whether you like that or not. And you can yell about that. No, don't go. Stay and fight. People are not going to stay and fight. And I will tell you, as a father, I understand the sentiment because so many of these people are parents. Stay and fight. I'm not abandoning. Stay and fight. Dude, if I have to choose between my son saying the Pledge of Allegiance with his hand over his chest in school in the morning or my son being educated by some New York City nut job who tells him to cut his penis off, I'm retreating. I'm leaving. I'm gone. Goodbye. I'm not going to stay and fight with my child's education. And that's how parents are moving. That's how they're thinking. And that's why they're moving right now. So, yeah. All right. Anyway, let's do a right between the eyes, who do we blame for these elections talk next. And it's going to be offensive to you, probably to me, because some of these questions hurt. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We really do play the best music on this show. I've never understood that. I never got it at all. Why radio, why it's always this boring elevator music crap. But people, come on. Pick up the pace. Look, we got enough to feel bad about. At least we can jam out, as you well know.
You know, freedom is not free.
Now, let's do, you ready for a wildly offensive election recap? And I say wildly offensive because this is actually going to hurt me. Now, here's the truth. The truth is, in the wake of any kind of a loss at all that hurts, anything that hurts you emotionally, it's human nature. We want to blame somebody. We want to blame somebody. That's human nature. If your dog, God forbid, runs out of the front door tonight and gets run over by a car, because we love our dogs so much, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt bad, and you're going to look for somebody to blame. Now, maybe you'll blame yourself. I should have been watching Muffy. Maybe your wife, husband left the door open. What are you doing? You killed Muffy. Maybe you'll blame the driver. How's he not looking? Probably on his phone. Maybe it's the city's fault. They should have trimmed the trees that the driver couldn't see Muffy. But you're hurting. You want to assign blame. This is human nature. I do the same thing. If something hurts, I want to assign blame. Right now, it's pretty much official. We don't have the Senate. Looks like we are going to have a very narrow win in the House. And that's horrible, too. I'll go into that in just a few. And right now, the blame is flying around. And here are the main characters that are being blamed. I'm hearing Kevin McCarthy. I'm hearing Donald Trump. I'm hearing Mitch McConnell. I'm hearing the candidates were too far to the right. I'm hearing the candidates were too far to the left. I'm just going down the list. These are the mainstream talking points here. I'm hearing these are the main entities I'm hearing. These are the people responsible for it. Now, let's just go down the list here, because some of those are 100% legitimate and some of those are flatly ridiculous. All right? One. Kevin McCarthy, there's no question, because I'm going to address these two together. There's no question McCarthy and McConnell shoulder the lion's share of the blame. And I will tell you, full disclosure, I actually like McCarthy more than I like McConnell. McConnell is just no go. I mean, listen to what Blake Masters of Arizona had to say on Tucker about McConnell.
Senate Leadership Fund, Mitch McConnell. McConnell decided to spend millions of dollars attacking a fellow Republican in Alaska instead of helping me defeat Senator.
That's true. Blake Masters had $12 million. Mark Kelly, I believe the number is $79 million. Now, let's pause on that for a moment. I've told you this story before, so I'm not going to belabor the point, but there are two things about Arizona. Arizona's primary is very, very late. It's in August. And then half of Arizona votes early just because of the way they do it there. So the general election vote, half of it comes in a matter of weeks after the primary. And it was that time that McConnell pulled his money out. Not only pulled it out, went and spent it against a Republican in Alaska. Went up and spent it against someone on the right in Alaska. We were supposed to have 53, 54 Senate seats. We're not even going to have 50. I don't care if you love Mitch McConnell. I really genuinely do not. He's got to go. That's all there is to it. If this show, let's say this show, you know, Buck sat in this chair before I took over. And Buck Sexton, let's say, now ratings are kind of, you know, let's set ratings aside because those are kind of ridiculous anymore. Everything's more about, you know, downloads and things like that. Let's say, I'm just making up a number here. Let's say Buck had this show up to 500,000 downloads, and then I take the show over, and Premiere would give me time, obviously, but let's say I take the show over, and 2-3 years later, the show's at 200,000 downloads. I got to go. Bye, Jesse. Got to go. Don't worry, by the way, the show's blowing up. It's doing just fine. I'm not saying that. We're fine. But I've got to go. If I take over as CEO of McDonald's, and we sold $50 billion in burgers last year, and we're projecting that we're going to have $55, $60 billion in burgers the next year, and I take over CEO, and instead we get $30 billion in burgers. Guess what? There's going to be a board meeting, and it's going to be golden parachute time. Bye, Jesse. See ya. You're gone now. Bye-bye. All this other stuff, honestly, the details I brought up don't even matter. That we don't have the Senate majority means Mitch McConnell must be removed, which brings us to McCarthy. In the very least, I'll give him this. We have some kind of a majority. And I'll say this on McCarthy's behalf as well. People I trust, people you like in Congress, they have told me publicly and privately, he's not that bad. He's kind of on our side. He has to play the leadership game sometimes. He's not that bad. He's on our side. I've never had a single person tell me that about McConnell. Not one. What, Chris? Chris said McConnell did give us a Supreme Court. Yeah, look, you're right. It's a big win. We'll set that aside for a moment. McCarthy still? Look, it wasn't just me saying, hey, it's going to be 30, 40 seats. That was the forecast. That was Vegas had that forecast. And Clay was telling me about that. He's a big gambler. Clay Travis is a big gambler. He's like, oh, Vegas looks like we're golden. And Vegas is never wrong. They were wrong this time. So maybe McCarthy. Definitely McConnell. Now let's go to Trump, because I've heard a lot about this. This is Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. Okay, hold on. Let's tap the brakes on that. There's no question Democrats hate Trump like they don't hate anybody else. But I always have that brought up to me as if I'm supposed to consider that somehow a negative. I want communists to hate me. if the communists don't hate a candidate, then I automatically hate the candidate because I assume he's a big loser weenie. So, okay, let's set that aside. You can't use their hatred for Trump, their unique hatred for Trump, to blame Trump. That's ridiculous. Also, in Trump's defense, Trump's not in the Senate. Trump's not in the House. It's not his job to ensure majorities in either of those bodies. Even if you're a Trump hater, you have to admit I'm correct about that. I find that to be ridiculous. However, if we're going to be casting blame, Trump does deserve some for this, and there ain't no question about it. You see, we don't have a Senate majority, but we do have a gigantic Senate race going on now, a runoff in Georgia between Warnock and Walker. Trump is sending out emails to his supporters from his PAC to fundraise, supposedly on behalf of Herschel Walker. And someone dug into it and found out that Donald Trump gets 90% of the proceeds. His PAC gets 90% of the proceeds from that, and 10% go to Walker. That's selfish, that's borderline fraud, and that's frankly embarrassing, and everyone involved in that decision should be freaking embarrassed. That's not being a team player. That's not helping someone else out. That's enriching yourself and your PAC for nothing. I don't blame Trump for the midterm losses, but that for the runoff election, you should be embarrassed, sir. That's pathetic. You should be embarrassed. Now let's move along. Let's talk about left and right candidates. Left and right candidates.
Okay.
I hear from virtually every weenie moderate in Washington, D.C. the candidates were too far right. Blake Masters was too far right. They love that line. They roll that line out every time we underperform. The candidates sucked. The candidates were terrible. And I'm actually going to back them up a little bit on some of that, and some of it I will push back on. And then I hear from people, the candidates were too far left. The candidates didn't campaign on issues, cultural issues that I'm passionate about. And some of that I agree with, and some of it I disagree with. We're going to talk about both those things, and we're going to talk about the voters themselves. Next. Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's going to be sweet. Remember, Miranda Devine's coming up 45 minutes from now. The New York Post. I'm tired of hearing the letters FTX. I don't know what's happening. It's crypto, which I don't get, and fraud. Let's figure out what's going on there. But I'm going to play you this out of New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
The American people rejected, soundly rejected, the anti-democratic, authoritarian, nasty, and divisive direction the MAGA Republicans wanted to take our country in.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Let's discuss that really quickly here. Because what's the truth in that? You're sore. I'm sore. Who do we blame? How do we blame? What do we do right now? I'll address that were the candidates too far left, were the candidates too far right. But let's have a talk real quick about, well, the voters. We look around a lot after elections and we want to blame. It's McConnell, it's McCarthy, it's this, it's that. We want to assign blame. Why do we never blame the voters? And here's what I mean. I mean, someone brought up Michigan earlier. Michigan was locked down just like New York was. It doesn't get the same pub because it's not New York. Michigan was locked down just like New York was for two straight years. And Michiganders ran to the polls after being abused by their government and not only reelected the same communist hag to governor, they've given Democrats supermajorities in the House and the Senate. Who am I supposed to blame there? Was that Trump's fault? Who am I supposed to blame there? I looked at this one right here. And you want to talk about the most jaw-dropping headline. New York Post. Black voters saved Hochul's governorship Election Analysis Show. I'm just going to read a little bit of this here. Hochul garnered a staggering 90% or more votes in many of the city's predominantly Afro-Americans, what they call it, and Afro-Caribbean districts, the same working and middle-class voters who propelled Eric Adams last year. Well over 90%. Okay? Well, let me ask you something. Every single day you see headlines from the New York Post, assault here, murder here. You see these things over and over and over again all throughout New York City. Well, actually, that's not true. Where do these things take place? Black parts of New York City. Headline right here. Unhinged man assaults New York City's T-Mobile manager, hurls a garbage can through the window. Assaults, rapes, murders, assaults, rapes, murders, assaults, rapes, murders. Day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Where are all these things mainly taking place? They're taking place in the black community. Why are they taking place in the black community? Because the scumbag Democrats who run the state of New York and the George Soros DA, Alvin Bragg, and Letitia James and the rest of them have decided that violent criminals should be turned loose from jail immediately. At the same time, they decided the cops are the problem, so they crap on them. And now those violent criminals get out of jail and they go back into the black community and they assault and they rape and they murder and they assault and they rape and they murder and they assault and they rape and they murder. And after 2 years of this, 90% of you went to the polls and voted for her again? And I'm supposed to sit here and vote for and blame Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell even? And I've been honest about my assignment of blame for him. At some point in time, it's your fault or it's my fault. At some point in time, we have to be adults and step up and go find the person responsible for our own problems. And you know where you almost always find that person? In the bathroom. Nope, not on the toilet, in front of the mirror. That's where you find the person responsible for your problems. I look at headlines like this, and what do you want me to say? And not only that, it creates this feeling inside of me that I don't like, but I can't help it. It's there now. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I'll pull up the New York Post like I do every single morning. It's one of my go-to publications I go to. And I know I'm going to see a Bronx murder, a shooting, a this or that. And you know what I'm going to do? Don't care. That's what I'm going to do. If you constantly vote against your best interests, well, why would you expect me to care? I was just talking about Michigan. Democrat governor, supermajority in the state. How many of those liberal soccer moms in the suburbs, how many of them wanted Aiden, Jaden, and Braden back into school? I want him back in school. He's got to learn. He's falling behind. He hasn't been to lacrosse practice in weeks. Let's get Caden out there. How sorry am I going to be for those mothers when the next pandemic comes a rolling around, and believe me, it will, and they lock them all down again, and Aiden, Jaden, and Braden are sitting in their rooms on anxiety medication? Not at all. Don't care. I'm done caring. We assign blame to all these politicians, and you know I'm more than happy to do that in even offensive ways. When oftentimes we have to accept here in America, we get the government we deserve. We get the government we deserve. I'm not talking about you specifically, right? But that's not how it works in a representative republic. You personally don't get to decide it. You don't. I don't. If you got to decide it, we'd be fine. At some point, we got to go to the bathroom and look in that mirror and just accept, maybe it's me. All right. Now, let's also address this fraud stuff because, my gosh, the headlines are really bad. We have to get to Medal of Honor Monday, and then we're going to address a bunch of fraud stuff. I know that was a lot of heavy. I do have some really, really good news. There are some things that took place in this election that should make you feel really, really good. It's not all ugly in the wake of a midterm that didn't really go the way we wanted, right? I'm the one sitting here with a mustache because we didn't win 40 seats. All right. Tell you what. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Israel with me next July. Why? Because it's going to be fun. That's why. Because it's going to be a freaking blast. That's why. 10 days in Israel. It's not some mystery, I should mention. The entire itinerary in detail is right there at ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. You'll see Masada and Bethlehem and Jericho and Nazareth. We're going to float on the Dead Sea. We're going to sail on the Sea of Galilee. I'm going to baptize my youngest son in the Jordan River. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have fun. We may even have some beers at the end of the day every now and then. What, Chris? We can have beers. You said you people make beers. I'm having beers. I bet Jewish beer is good. I bet it is, Chris. Look, all the rest of your food's terrible virtually, except for the bagels. Except for the bagels. I bet your food is, I bet your beer is delicious. I don't know. There's just something in me that tells me that. If you want to come with me and Chris and Michael and the fam and everyone else, you can. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877-234-3002.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.